This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In studying 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we've considered Paul's encouragement to find and follow teachers who demonstrate good character. Now let's focus on teachers who exhibit compassion. He says, "When we were with you, we were like a mother caring for her little children." Why does he describe himself as caring for them like a mother? As an apostle of Christ, he could have expected them to care for him and his needs. Rather than being a burden, he says, "We were gentle, not demanding, because we loved you so much. We were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us." It is interesting to note the gospel was shared in a tangible way, not just in word. They were delighted to share their lives as well. While they preached the gospel in word, they were looking for ways to build a relationship so their love for them could be expressed in obvious ways. Paul declares, "Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you." They worked a second job, making tents, to meet their own needs so they wouldn't be a burden to others. This was sacrificial living, but they were willing to do it because they loved them so deeply. That's the kind of mentors you should seek. I know they're hard to find, but pray and look, and then when you find, follow their leadership and their help.